A few years ago, I heard this story. A family in Texas has their boy catch a ride to a concert in Dallas one summer day, and they never see him again. He goes missing. 15-year-old runaway, gone. He was a great kid, on the student council, straight A's, handsome as my boy David, even. Months go by, years, he's gone. They all but give up. They do give up, though I know better. One day, they get a call. It's from him. He's in Europe, Berlin of all places. He wants to come home. The mother can't do anything but laugh and tremble as she writes down everything she's going to ask him. The father's in constant tears. The sister has a nervous breakdown. What has been happening, they need to ask him. What happened? I will answer everything, he says. Just get me home. He has an accent. Slightly Eastern European, just slightly. But of course he would. It's been 8 years and 4 months. 3 days later, a young man gets off the plane and walks directly to the family standing in quiet shock. Is it him? Is it him? Now they aren't sure, and they are sure they aren't sure, this young man with black hair saying he is their son. He's shorter, his hands are smaller, and that accent. But this family, they bring him home, they take him in, the prodigal returned. Plus, he knows things about their years-gone son, about their lives, birthdays and favorite foods and old family traditions. This young man is not their son, but he's done his research. He starts to fit in. They let him fit in. A year and a half passes before the sister snaps back to life, calls people who figure it out. The imposter is revealed, a fraudulent tragedy of the highest order. The family is pitied and ridiculed. The imposter is deported, jailed for 3 months. The father commits suicide. The sister writes a book. The son remains out there, just like my son, David, adrift in the middle ground of the missing, the never dead.